Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Safety drivers. The leaders of an organization who were asking for my help to improve their safety efforts told me that they were all pushing safety as hard as they could. I asked them who was driving safety and how long it's been stalled and needing to be pushed. Almost every leadership team is either neglecting, pushing, or driving safety. Neglect brings on disaster. The need for pushing often results from previous neglect. Driving safety almost always results in progress and improvement. Just as the term implies, driving is giving direction, speed, and stability to the safety effort. Stalled effort may require some pushing, but well-running efforts simply need drivers. The most recognized drivers of safety are leadership, supervision, guidelines, and training. Leaders need to give safety strategic direction. Supervisors need to steer and correct the daily efforts. Guidelines, such as rules, procedures, and personal protective equipment requirements, should provide a roadmap to the workplace decisions that impact safety. Training should ensure that everyone knows the guidelines and can also recognize and manage the risks in the workplace that may not be fully covered by the guidelines. Safety efforts that are strategically driven shape the perceptions and culture of safety efforts. The perceptions and culture combine with the training to shape the daily performance. Supervision keeps the daily performance on track. The daily performance produces the results that are measured by the lagging indicators of safety. If your lagging indicators indicate you're not at your desired destination, ask yourself, who is driving?
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.